Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out? This is Jack White News, and tomorrow it's going to be my Teddy's birthday. And also, today I have to do some very important work.
Ellie, you got anything?
Yep.
So,
hold on, Jack.
This is the first year of Christmas, but the snow is melting, and you can't stop. Don't do it again, ever. Try to. Bye.
All right, can you say game on? Both of you say game on at the same time. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Game on!
Lounge thing.
We're just too old for them, Jacob. Yeah. We got the old man jokes going down.
It was all right. And mom and dad go into his photo albums and like.
Yeah. Reminisce.
Yeah, I like how he changes the settings. He like reaches down and changes the settings to make it all like romantic. I'm like, oh, that's hilarious. I don't know. It's not a really good movie by any means, but it's...
No, it's a terrible movie.
It's better than some that have come out.
Yeah, like, I'm all right with it.
Ellie's been watching a bunch of weird movies lately.
Jack's watching that and Trolls. Like, he watched Trolls a lot.
Now, I watched Trolls. Actually, that's a good movie.
Trolls is good.
Yeah.
I like it.
I still haven't seen Inside Out, though. I want to see that.
Oh, you need to watch Inside Out. That's the best.
And the dinosaur one. That was the good dinosaur.
Oh, yeah, you can borrow that one. It's a good one.
Sweet. I didn't like the good dinosaur. Like,
no?
It looked good.
Oh, I liked it. It was
cannibals.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pixar's cannibals.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You guys are just crocheting over here like bitches, yo. What's up?
Jacob is knitting.
Crocheting, isn't it?
No. She's crocheting and he's knitting.
So what is the difference between crocheting and knitting?
Well, those are knitting needles and that's a crochet hook.
What?
Oh, yeah. They're both sticks to me. Am I really that retarded?
No.
Oh,
he's got two sticks and she's only
yeah,
one.
Yeah, well, I know. They're all like he has two pointed sticks.
Yeah, which are knitting needles.
She has a curved stick like it's deformed.
That's it. That's the difference.
Yeah.
It's
still
all
crocheting
knots with
and knitting. Knitting as in like knit, knit, knit. And then crocheting is like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
I can't knit. I can purl.
Purl?
Which is
what the hell's a purl?
Well, when you knit, you knit and purl. Like to
So you combine like a knitting and a thing?
Stitches.
Oh, okay.
It's all knitting.
When a clam has a piece of sand.
And it gets irritated.
Yeah, and then he rolls it in his mouth so much, it turns into a purl. Yeah, thanks.
But
Captain Obvious.
On Facebook where you buy
you buy the oysters and you get pearls. Like people like crack.
They're like, "Hey girl, I got you."
I'm gonna rip this animal open.
Let me just shuck this real quick. Oh, this is a gorgeous pearl.
Oh my god, seriously.
It's an actual thing. Like it's
that's like
ridiculous.
A thing. It's a huge thing, and I was like, "What the fuck?"
You know what's really funny about that though is like when I was born, I guess. My parents lived in Florida.
Yeah.
And my mom actually bought pearls out of oysters like that. But it wasn't like at a party. It was like something they did down at the docks.
Okay.
Or something. And so I actually have a real pearl. And my mom has one. Like she got two of them. So we have pearls.
Now, aren't the real pearls actually like grayish? Not like a white?
There's a variance of colors. Because you can get pink pearls. And
ooh, that's cool. Are they called pink ladies?
I don't know.
Because like an apple.
But you can get pink ones and gray ones and white ones and ivory-ish.
Wow, I'm just like two for two, man.
The pearls are pink dudes.
Pink what?
Pink dudes.
Pink dudes.
Pink dudes.
Yeah. It's like the ladybug.
Yeah, yeah.
Gets real aggressive. Like, I'm a dude.
What was that one movie that had, what's his name? It's called Ladybug, right? And it had Roger Dangerfield. You remember that movie?
Yeah.
What was that called?
Ladybug. The one where he taught soccer or he coached soccer.
Yes.
Taught soccer.
Yeah.
I'm fucking weird.
Hey, you know, you could be doing the lady dude or whatever. Yeah. With me.
The lady dude?
The lady dude.
What's that?
The pearl and the apple together.
So you stick a pink lady.
Oh, yeah. It's called
oh, God.
Ladybugs.
You got to do that slower, sir. Come on. get pit the pear inside the apple. And for some reason, I sound like Cartman. That's weird.
Yeah. Before I hit puberty, I had a really sweet Cartman voice, and then...
then it just went, yeah, I'm a Viking.
Now my voice is fucking low as shit. Now.
Yeah. And you mumble.
Yeah.
Ladybugs. Oh, it's plural.
That's what I said.
You said ladybug.
It's all the same.
All right, English. Mm-hmm. What's the...
Yep. Sweet. Top soccer.
Hey, if you think I mumble, soccer. You should have heard this motherfucker get on my bus this morning.
Okay, so Route 25, be very specific.
I don't know what the fuck he said.
Obviously, because you can't hear
like,
and he can't
But like,
talk,
what did it so. Sound like? Like, what did it sound like to you? Just like that?
Yeah, something
like that. Did he sound like Harrison Ford?
I had to turn all my heaters off. Like, my heaters, the cab heater, or the bus heaters, all of it.
Yeah.
And then I still couldn't hear this motherfucker.
By chance, was he wearing a cowboy's coat or jacket?
No.
Yeah.
He was an old guy.
An old guy.
I don't think I ever figured out what he was actually saying.
Yeah.
Sometimes isn't it better that you just don't know?
Yeah. Probably. Did he pay? Did he pay full price, or did you have to give him a free ride? Or
fucking no, I just said get on the bus. And...
You? How long have you been working here, and now you're just like, just fucking
get
on
the bus, bitch.
Just
take a seat and shut
well,
up.
Well, I used to have this one guy who would on the bus.
That's like, yeah.
That's
your
it.
Job.
That's fucking it. Just you don't, get on the goddamn bus.
You don't say bitch. You just say, well, you got your reduced fare. There's only so much you can do. You can't. The dirty secret is, you can't deny fare. You have to call dispatch up to deny somebody riding, and that takes time. So you just
and it just it's a process. It's like paperwork.
Yeah, there are other people that fucking deny passengers all the time, but I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
That's.
Anyways, Tabby, what were you going to say?
Oh, it's like my bus. The driver always he would always let me get on for free. He's like, I love you. You're adorable.
Aww.
I'm like, I love you too. You're adorable. And like we were like best friends like for. The
now was this
summer.
A dude or was this
yeah,
a,
it was a guy?
And did he actually go? You're adorable.
You're adorable.
So yeah. He might be like
he,
you know sucking
like,
the cock.
He's like, I love. He's like you can get on. He's like you don't ever have to pay if I'm your driver because you just get
That's
on the bus.
That's wicked awesome.
He's like you just get on the bus. And you hang out, you help people get off the bus if they need help. He's like, you're always so nice and quiet, so you don't ever have to pay if I'm your driver. Just come visit with me. I'm like,
was it the black guy?
Huh?
Was it the black guy?
Yeah. I love him.
What?
I miss him. Now I can just
do you know? Do you know who she's talking about?
It's like four black guys.
Yeah, there's only
so there's got to be one. There can only be one.
He's older. I'm assuming he probably retired or something because
maybe yeah.
I haven't seen him for months.
Also,
change routes.
Four might be a high number, by the way.
Yeah, four.
Well, because there's dad's friend.
Well, it is Spokane.
But he was like just the sweetest guy, though.
Yeah, and there's
we,
only three
like,
black
we
people
California
in Spokane. And Chris
like, we talked
well.
Like for a week straight about how we both went to California, and I was like, this is awesome.
Seriously, like, you guys should have got his number and like just chilled and hanged out,
right?
Man.
Like he always loved listening about Elliot and like everything. Aww. It was crazy.
Wait, this shit's recently then? Like, I mean,
yeah.
Like,
well,
maybe 2 or 3
at,
years?
Since I've been at my job.
Oh, okay.
You gotta understand, Elliot's 6 now.
I know! Fuck!
So, I mean, like,
she's... Okay, when I saw her, like, today, when I came in, I'm like, is that Elliot? Like,
is that my baby?
Seriously, she's like fucking 5 feet tall now. This is fucking ridiculous.
I
need to stop growing.
She's still rocking her Batgirl dress, too.
Oh, yeah.
She wore it to her first daddy-daughter dance, and then she's wearing it for Easter. And I'm like, after Easter pictures, you can wear it whenever the hell you want.
Yes,
now.
Please.
Like,
yes.
I got my money's worth out of that.
Right? Totally.
Seriously. Now, does she have a Wonder Woman costume? Like,
she needs one.
Yeah. Because she could totally rock the Wonder Woman stuff.
She's, like, on the fence about being Wonder Woman for Halloween.
That'd be good.
On the fence? You mean, like, she broke down the fence with her, like, shield and sword?
She best not be,
because
like, I'm being Wonder Woman for Halloween.
Oh, you gotta do the snip, girl.
She would so take you down.
Anti-Tabby.
Yeah, I'll fight Elliot.
Jack was gonna
Yeah, you
lose
hard.
Bob.
Yeah, from Bob's Burgers for Halloween.
That's awesome.
No, my
he
God,
wants to be
amazing.
Bob.
Really?
I had to tell you, yeah.
Yeah,
are you going to shave?
No, Jack.
No, Jack is.
Oh, Jack. Oh, I thought him.
Jack a mustache.
You would have been a perfect Bob.
Probably.
You'd be great.
No, Jack told me the other day, he goes, Mom, I want to be Bob. We need to tell Aunt Tabby. I'm like, okay.
Oh, if you tell everyone, because yep. that's a need to know everything.
Well, last year I was Louise.
Were you really?
Yeah.
With that.
Yeah.
Yes.
With her bunny hat.
But, that makes me so happy.
We have to totally get a different thing going for my hat, though, because like we half-assed my hat.
Okay.
Jacob crocheted it. So my little ears...
Wait, he crocheted it so he can't half-ass it, because that takes shit. That takes a lot of time, man.
Half-assed.
I put it together real quick.
Okay.
And then so my ears would, like, just randomly, like,
fall over
constantly. And I'm like,
well, I mean, like, you can always have that one fall down, because isn't it always just one up and one down?
No,
she's up, dude. Yeah.
Is she always up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to...
She's not like Snoopy or whatever.
Snoopy?
Yeah, Snoopy.
All right, 1940s, what's up?
Also, completely the wrong reference.
And then Jacob's going to be, what was his, Jeremy?
Logan.
No, Logan.
Oh, that'd be great. You have to be Logan.
Yeah, Jacob's going to be Logan, so he can randomly steal my hat.
Yep.
That's
and
awesome.
And then, I have to carry
unless
my
you
backpack
be Boo-Boo.
With me.
Boo Boo.
Because, like, that way when he steals my hat, I can get my hoodie out and put a hoodie on.
Yeah.
Like, it's all planned out.
Yeah.
I'll
yeah.
be Mr. Fish Odor.
So, okay, so when I see the picture, now if she doesn't hit, yeah, I know.
Yeah, Gerald's going to be Mr. Fish Odor.
Oh, that's so great. You guys, I don't have any plans for Halloween.
White eye patch.
Yep.
Yes. We can figure out a person from Bob's Burgers.
We could.
You could be Teddy.
Teddy. We do need a Teddy.
You could be Gail.
Gail? Ooh, I'd rock that shit. Seriously.
No, Linda's sister.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
she doesn't say serious.
Oh,
she's
neurotic.
She gets like neurotic, doesn't she?
Oh,
like,
very.
Yeah. And or, like she has like glasses.
I have Gail
like,
stickers.
You could be Zeke.
Zeke. Who's Zeke?
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Jr.'s friend.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Jimmy Pesto's best friend.
Yeah, dude.
I want to be... Oh, you know how I could be?
Boobies and shit.
Boobies and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the boobies and
he's
shit.
He's a booby connoisseur.
He is. Yeah, you could be Gene. We'll get you a burger costume.
Beef Squatch.
You've got... Yeah, you can be Beef Squatch.
Yes. And I should have, like, one of those xylophone, like, keyboard
things.
Yes. I'd be all right with that.
Called the Keytar.
That show is so great.
It is.
I need to rewatch that all over again.
Look, they have the Beef Squatch mask. It's $15.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, seriously, on Amazon.
I kinda... Did it take it off Netflix?
No, it's still on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how Jack started watching in his bedroom the other day.
Who would Chris be?
Ooh. There's no
marshmallow.
Black... Wait, did we just realize that Bob Burgers is racist and shit? Because
there's no black people
in there?
He is a black person. It's the mailman.
Is it?
Yeah.
Chris is the mailman.
Or marshmallow.
Marshmallow.
He could be marshmallow.
He could be Gucci.
He could be Gucci.
Oh, he should totally be
Gucci.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, Bob.
See, now, this is going to be done because he's not here to defend himself. So, you know, because he's eating chili dogs and shit.
Like no, he's not eating chili. Kale's sick.
Yeah.
Wait, so they had to skip out on the chili dogs today?
Yeah. Kale
chili
got sick
bingo.
At school.
What the?
Yeah.
He must be really sick. Because that man and chili dogs just go hand in hand.
He had no brown left in him.
Kale up.
Yeah, are you serious?
Like, he was so pale Aww. In his face when I saw him. I'm like, there was just pale.
Yeah.
He seemed fine.
Yeah.
Like, as far as that, he had double gym today. This poor kid. So, he goes
double
to...
Double gym?
Well, he has his... Here,
double
gym. I'll tell you why.
God, that sounds awful.
He's a third grader.
For any fat man, it's great.
Well,
he's a third grader, but he has, like, his special class because of his autism and everything. He's in a special class.
Yeah.
But then they're starting to integrate him into a regular gen ed third grade class.
Okay.
So what he does is he spends part of his day in his regular class, and then he goes into this gen ed third grade class. But what happens on Fridays, he told me, is he goes to gym class with his regular class, but then for his time for his third grade class, they're going to gym. So he has gym back to back.
Oh my gosh.
So he's got two sessions of gym.
Yikes.
I feel like you need to pick one or the
so
other for gym.
He went into regular gym class.
Okay.
And he started to not feel like super great. And then so they're like, okay, well, you know. So he kind of just chilled for his class. And then he went into his third grade class and went to gym because he was doing okay. And he's like, I felt so sick, Auntie. I couldn't do anything.
Aww.
He's like, I just got to sit out because I was sick. And I'm like, I'm sorry, bud. Like, aww,
bummer.
Yeah. And like, he didn't have a fever according to like the thermometer.
Yeah.
But like, if you touched him, he was just on fire. Ugh. Like, he was just hot and just didn't feel good.
Yeah.
So.
That's no good. I hope he gets better.
Me too. Because yeah. He looked miserable.
Oy.
Gail, rest in peace. Oh, no. Get well soon.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. No, that was like, that was pretty dark, man. Shit.
No.
No.
So, my brother.
Yes, Carter. Yeah. Getting married.
Yeah.
Soon. How, like, did you know any update on, like, that FundMe marriage thing?
I haven't talked to Carter in months.
You really haven't talked to your brother?
No, we haven't.
Probably since, like, Jay and Silent.
Is it because?
Yeah, not since we were all fucking
and we barely even, like, saw each other.
Yeah.
Is it Jessica, then? And does she listen? And should I shut my mouth?
No, we just don't talk. Like, it's not anything. I just don't. Carter and I have a relationship. We see each other like 3 years, three times a year. Yeah. It's great.
You know, yeah. He should be back on the podcast. You know that, right?
Yeah, probably.
Because I want to know all about that confetti blowing through a daycare shit. Like, I remember what it was, but it makes me happy.
You weren't, and Chris wasn't here.
Chris? No, I was here.
Oh, you were here.
Yeah. I actually was like, hey, Carter, what's up? And he's like, yo, what's up? Like, he's always that distance from me, and he always, like, looks at me and then looks away and looks at me and looks away. And I'm like, are you scared to look at me?
No, he's just weird.
Or he's just uneasy around me. I mean, granted, I know I'm weird.
No, that's around everyone.
Okay, so that's
like,
just how he acts.
BFF, and then he's like that with me. Like, we've been best friends forever.
And then just...
Yeah, he would, like, go, Tabby, can I touch your boobs, like, all the time.
Wait, he touched your boobies all the time?
Yeah. Who hasn't touched my boobies?
I haven't touched your boobies, and I'm a married man, so I can't do it now.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, there's that.
But
I think remember. You have, thank
no,
you.
No, I
have you? So
everyone
no.
has touched these boobs.
So Kathy's touched your boobs.
Probably.
Of course Kathy's touched
your boobs. Okay. You touched. Yeah, Jacob. Yeah, you get some, buddy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, you all about those
titties.
Good
making Elliot interesting. Don't touch my boobs. Don't do it.
Let's try to create a baby.
Let's all, hey,
yeah.
No touching boobs.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's all agree. Possible. Not as fun.
Yeah. It is possible.
But doable.
Doable. Okay. Okay, so change the subject real quick. So at the wedding, at my wedding, Elliot, the sweetest, like, my mom was just like, what did she just do? Elliot goes up to my mom.
Okay. Did she honk when your mom's moves or something?
Oh, dude, she goes like this. She takes her two pointer fingers just like this. It's so hard to say what's going to happen on a podcast, but I have to show it to you guys physically. She goes, boop, with both fingers, like, boop. And my mom's like, oh. And I'm like, Elliot, you should go over there now. And she's like, okay. And my mom started laughing. Oh, I'm like, that's the highlight of my wedding. My mom boobs got touched by Elliot, but the flower girl had it so fucking awesome.
That's
and she
hilarious.
Just goes, boop.
Why is this the first we're hearing it?
Right? It's my kid.
Because I was like, I should keep it to myself because it's so great. I was so happy with it.
Elliot's going to have to start registering as a sex offender.
Yeah. It was a good day. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, no boobies. So, if you had to make a baby and no boobies touch, could you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like backwards style.
Be
like,
done.
Dude, it's winter doggy. Time. I totally just have sex with clothes on because I'm just like I'm too fucking cold right
Wait,
now.
Wait, what? you just
you
like
you want it,
you're like oh I don't need
on.
These pair of jeans anymore, so I'm just gonna rip a hole right in there and just go to town, Jacob. Just go to town.
I'll take my pants off, but I'm like. I'm staying covered as much as I can because
it's cold out there. Yeah.
That is awesome.
I live in a basement.
This house is drafty.
My basement is like 50 degrees.
right?
Holy shit.
I sleep with like 8 blankets.
You guys need a space heater.
We have one.
We have one.
A heated
blanket.
It's just
cold down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a new house.
It's just cold in the basement.
Get a fucking house.
Yeah.
Jeez.
We're working on it.
That's like the same excuse for like the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
we'll get to it.
We're working on it.
Yeah. Like you and Chris getting a fucking driver's license.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm working on
woman.
It.
I'm working on it.
Get your driver's license.
I'm not
we
working
need to
on
go.
It right now, currently. I'm like, fuck that. It keeps snowing. I am not fucking.
Yeah, no, wait.
I'm not going to.
I'm not about that life either.
I'd rather just fucking walk.
See, when you don't
fucking
know.
Walk.
When you don't know how to drive, driving in the snow is fun.
Yeah, if you're not liable for any, like, things.
I got
when you're driving a huge bus.
Trapped on someone's hitch once, okay?
Wait, what?
Yeah, that happened.
What'd you do?
I backed up the Jetta and got the wheel stuck on the hitch.
Of whose hitch?
It was the guy that helped us move to Mom's house. I think his name was Chris.
Yeah.
And he was like, how did you manage this? I don't... It's,
what the actual fuck, Tabby? I've never done that.
Yeah.
It's
I haven't either.
It's
yeah.
I think the kids are bowling upstairs.
That's all right. Bowling is a good sport. You can drink and you can play at the same time.
Bowling. You should go bowling.
I know, right?
Yeah. We've been Wii bowling upstairs. It's fabulous and free.
Oh, yes. I'm so down for that.
It's like 7:20.
Yep.
We could have a short podcast.
I don't know.
And then go tournament it upstairs.
Yeah.
We got the sports like resort games.
Sports
yeah.
Resort. So there's like gladiator and shit.
There's all
like,
sorts of weird games.
We only have one of the little extra nubbins.
Can you say that slower?
Nubbins.
No. Ooh. Should we?
Yeah.
Right on.
So we only have one controller.
Okay.
Theoretically.
But we could just share it.
Yeah,
use one controller with.
We can't gladiator battle.
That's okay.
It's kind of
like.
But you
can go bowling with 100 pins.
Yeah, like
what?
The best.
Yes,
the
I remember
game.
That.
But the whole game, no, like your whole game.
Every frame is 100 pins.
It's fabulous.
You know
it's
what a perfect game is?
Like
3,000.
That makes me so happy. Why can't? Oh man, that's just not logical, is it?
What are y'all doing for the boys' birthday?
Sacrificing them.
Wow.
That sounds like such an amazing plan. We can do it, Ellie, at the same time. Because, like...
Yeah.
We are trying to figure that out because, you know, classroom now.
Tearing
all, like,
them in half above
so
a rock.
That, yeah, we're having
just,
that little...
Oh! Welcome to six, assholes.
Get a gym!
All right.
Each
well.
Half of you.
Jack wants to invite
four
his whole
jobs.
Class.
For gyms!
Because, you know, they're all his friends now.
Yeah.
I don't want him to invite
he's
the little
bullshit.
Asshole Marcus, but, you know.
He's lying out of his fucking face. Nobody has 30 friends.
There's only 17 kids in his class.
17 kids.
Elliot
so
has
16.
24 friends, and they're all her best friend.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
She's Elliot.
That's how it goes.
Wait, tacos?
I said that's how it goes.
Oh, I'm like, taco sounds good right now. God.
I apparently have been mumbling enough or just, like, talking fast enough that Jack has did that to me earlier too. He's like, what did you say? And then he's
been
like
around
did
your husband
you say
too much.
This and I was like no not
no,
even close.
Jack's been obsessed with mumbling lately.
It oh
because he, his daddy does it all the time.
No
not even like
no? Are you sure?
I don't
no,
know what his deal's with
daddy
lately.
Speaks sternly to Jack.
Yeah.
Like earlier when Jack was lecturing Elliot to eat her dinner and that
yeah.
She should listen to her elders.
Yes.
I was like, that. Bitch, you don't listen to your elders.
Yeah.
I was so mad at him for that.
He tries that crap.
There, like, do, 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 do,
like whatever, Jack.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Jackson O'Ryan. We have to have this talk 32 times a day about maybe you should fucking listen.
Yeah. Because once you get done telling him something and he just goes and does it again anyway, you're like, really? Like this last week, he's been playing Wii. We got the Wii out and he's been learning how to play Wii. And I keep telling him that he's got to make sure he's got enough room to swing his arms around, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all of our stuff sits in a cabinet with closed doors.
Yes.
And he keeps getting closer and closer to it. I'm like, dude, you got to back up.
Yep.
So I have him back up. And he gets closer and closer. And I'm like, dude, you got to back up. And so finally, I just quit telling him. And the other day, he swung and he swacked the cabinet. And he Ooh. Took a giant chunk out of his middle finger.
Oh.
And it just bled. And he's like, and he just starts screaming. Just
you know, not sorry. I
not like
for that
crying, but screaming.
He doesn't listen ever.
And that was my thing. I'm like, though. I don't feel bad. Like, I feel bad because you're hurt, but I don't feel bad because you didn't listen.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, it's inevitable. If you're not going to listen to us, you're going to.
Elliot leaning in the chairs. I'm like, you're going to fall backwards.
That's what Chloe does.
You're going to fall backwards.
And then they fall backwards and they hurt.
Like, no. And then I'm like, if you fall backwards, you can't cry. I'm like, I'm not going to listen to it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to send your little happy ass to the room because I'm not listening to you cry because you made the mistake of falling backwards.
Right?
And
that's
then
what Chloe did the other
she
day.
She almost falls backwards.
Yeah. Almost.
Chloe fell, and she looked up, and she was waiting. Like, you could tell she wanted somebody to react, and we all just stared at her.
Hey.
And we're like, you okay? She looks at us, like, and we're like, we keep telling you not to lean over in your chair. I know. And we're like, okay,
moments
just suck
like
it up. Because
are gonna start getting don't be a dumbass for me. Like.
Right? It's because we just repeat ourselves
the older
over
I
and
get,
over.
I understand Red Foreman, and he's completely right. Fucking Eric Foreman's a dumbass.
Right?
And all kids are dumbasses.
Yeah, no, they're little drunks that just
I'm
wander.
Looking back at my entire time with my parents and be like, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, no, we weren't. I wasn't the smartest kid either.
I'm just like, just listen. Like, it's not hard. It's hard.
And that's the thing, because it's like we have to learn by ourselves, or like learn. That means hurt. That means pain. Like,
yeah, like they have to suffer the consequence to understand. Well, okay, that's what that really did mean. But.
Yeah, but then like you guys feel bad because you're like, oh, they're in pain. They're my children. Like. And then there's that aspect of it.
Kid, you won't feel bad.
Then you're like, I kind of feel bad for you, but not really.
Yeah.
You kind of get the scar tissue over that.
Yeah,
like a callus.
Like when they're tiny, you're like,
aww. You feel the pressure.
Like,
yeah.
Poor baby, come here, I love you. And then now you're just like, I'm
yeah, now they're six, and you're like, whatever,
yeah.
I don't care.
Flick him
or you do laugh, and then he's like, don't laugh at me!
Don't
laugh at me!
He's like the water boy.
Don't leave me funny!
Yeah, he does that one a lot.
Or,
don't
like,
know.
Right now, Elliot's learning about getting things taken away. That's not her TV because she doesn't fucking watch her own TV, really. So she didn't do her schoolwork one day, like a week ago.
Okay.
It was a Thursday. And I'm like, well, why didn't you do your schoolwork? Well, because I didn't want to.
Well, at least she didn't lie to you.
I'm like, Elliot, you gotta do your schoolwork.
Yeah.
If you want to go to first grade with your friends and
proceed
with school, you have to do your schoolwork.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to. Okay, well, I'm going to take away your Legos.
Ooh.
But, Mom, they're my Legos. I just got them. I know, but...
But, Mom,
you didn't do your schoolwork.
But, Ellie,
man.
You need to do your schoolwork.
Yeah.
If you're going to... I was like, you're really good at making good choices. And I was like, you kind of made Miss Linda sad because you didn't make good choices today because you didn't do your schoolwork. She's like...
Oh, is that when you were having that mental breakdown on Thursday? That you were just... Oh, no, it was not a mental break. That it was just Elliot being a...
Elliot was being an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Probably.
Okay, so
yes,
this is, okay.
It was.
And then so, like...
Yeah. It was.
And then so, like, that next day, she was like... Like, Miss Linda... Because Miss Linda will give my sister updates. So, like, just so you know, Elliot did so good today. She did... She was great today. And so she got her Legos back.
Okay.
Like, on Saturday because she wasn't home Friday.
Yeah.
And then, She was like, Mom, I was such a good girl. She's like, Emery was trying to shut Corbin into the closet, and I told Miss Linda. And Miss Linda was very happy I told her because Corbin could have been hurt. She's like, and then Amara, she was doing naughty things, and so I went.
So she turned into a tattletale.
Did you walk up to your daughter, like, hit her in the shoulder, snitches get stitches,
and
walk off?
No, but I should have. Yeah. I was like, Elliot, were they all getting hurt? And she's like, well, Corbin could have been hurt. Like, and, like, a week or two prior to that, her and Corbin? Fuck. They would take pencils, put them at the edge of the table and then like karate chop them and make them go shooting.
Oh,
I remember doing that as a kid.
What are those?
That
pencils?
Was so much fun as a kid.
I know. And her and Corbin did it. Oh. And then the pencil hit Noah in the eye.
In the oh no.
And this happened before school started.
Oh, that's not a way.
It was like 10 minutes into the bell ringing.
And then so I was just like, oh dear Lord, help me. And then so I was just like, so we had her write apology letters to Noah and to Miss Linda, because Miss Linda was just like, what the fuck do I do with this child? She's my little angel. She's like, what the hell just happened? So like every other week, Elliot just like throws her. Oh, and that day though, Elliot shut down because she's always been so good. She doesn't know.
Yeah, she doesn't understand what happens when you're bad. Yeah.
Why did she get in trouble? Why is Noah hurt? She's all like, I don't know.
Having fun.
She just shut down. She's like, Elliot hasn't been herself today. Aww. She's like, she did get in a little bit of trouble earlier. We just had to talk about why it's not okay to flip pencils off the table. And so I'm like, she's an only child. She doesn't have to worry about getting hurt or hurting other people. Right? Like, she just plays Legos and dolls. That's all she does. And I'm just like, oh dear Lord. I'm pretty sure she just like had a mental breakdown. Like, aww. I don't know what the fuck I just did. I'm just gonna sit here and die. But it's poor a hoot. Thing. She's a hoot. School is awesome.
Yes.
She's still a teacher's pet. Hardcore.
Well, because she knows the ways. She knows the ways of the
forest. Day one, she's been a teacher's pet. She's like, oh, I'll help you, Miss Linda. I'll help you clean up, Miss Linda. See, I love you, Miss Linda.
Because, like, that cute button face is like, yeah, you don't want to say no to that. Like, well, I mean, you guys will probably say no, but me.
It's literally their job to say no to that.
Yeah. For the uncles, it's okay to say yes all the time.
Uncles, it's yes all the time.
Yeah. And she probably knows that, too. She's like, I'm not going to ask my parents.
They're figuring it out.
Jack starts the ask dad. Dad says no, come find mom. Like, ask mom. And then we start to figure it out. He did that for like a week. We're like, done. Shut this down.
What'd your mom say? She said no, but I came to ask you because you're the cool parent. No.
Oh, he even sucked up. He's like, he tries, parent. Yeah.
He tries.
Mom, dad said no, but can I have this? No? Like, don't, like, tell on yourself. Like, if you're going to do it, you got to say, you know.
Yeah, you got to do that shit.
We have,
proper.
Like, the complete opposite problem. We literally have the, okay, well, I'm going to tell you yes. And then, like, the other, like, he won't know I told her she could go do something. Yeah. And then she'll start getting in trouble for doing it. And she'll be like, but mom said I can!
We do that occasionally.
Yeah, that's
it does happen.
That happens.
Every now and then, Gerald will be like, did you tell him he could have another bag of chips? And I'm like, yeah, because I don't give two shits.
That's 16 bags of chips.
Yeah. He's like, really? Another one? And I'm like, at this point, he's eating. I don't care. Yeah. Like, some days he doesn't eat. Like, that's the worst part. He'll come home, like, I'll pack him a nice lunch. He'll tell me everything he wants in there. And I'm like, here's your lunch. And then he comes home and, like, half of it's still in there.
I'm hungry. Can I have a snack?
Can I have a snack? And I'm like, what's left in your lunchbox? And so I started telling him, I'm like, you bring home whatever you don't eat because that's going to be your snack. Because for a while he started just throwing it away. And I'm like, dude, don't waste food.
We started letting Elliot have hot lunch. Like,
how's that going?
Jack doesn't like most of the hot lunches. We let him choose.
It depends. Well, this week we actually forgot to even check what hot lunch was. Yeah. And then we forgot to pack her a lunch that same, like, because we just didn't do it.
Yeah.
And
you didn't pack her clothes that day either.
And I didn't pack her clothes. So I'm like, I'm winning.
Good luck!
Like, and so she's like, on the way to my mom's, she's like, hey, mom. Do I get hot lunch today? I'm like, oh, shit. I didn't even check what was for lunch. I'm like, well, let's see what's for lunch. I'm like, oh, we're safe. It's mac and cheese and chicken. She likes mac and cheese and chicken. Awesome. We got this. I drop her off, and my sister goes, where's her clothes? I'm like, what do you mean? They're in her backpack. She's like, no. Her book bag and her shoes are in her backpack. Where are her clothes?
Oh, no.
I'm like, I guess I'll be back. And then so I'm like, Mom, we need to go get to my house. I need to get your granddaughter some clothes. And I'm like, fuck this week. I'm like, I'm so done with this week. Yeah. I'm like, fuck it. Fuck it, fuck it, fuck it, and more fuck it. And so this morning, Alicia goes, you packed her clothes, right? I'm like, I packed her clothes last night. And she's having... and she's having hot lunch because it is pancake sausage sandwich, and that's her favorite.
No, seriously. that is bomb. Like, I had it. I had to see what the craze is. Like, you do, we have an egg round, and then we have two of the pancake rounds, and then just that sausage.
Sausage patty?
It's a rice sausage patty. Like, there's not really a lot of meat. It's just basically all rice, but it's fucking delicious.
Addie can't eat them. They come out too tough.
Elliot loves it.
Addie
as soon
can't
as,
eat a lot of it because it
yeah,
comes out
a lot
too
of
tough,
a lot
yeah.
of the stuff.
As soon as I said, it's the sausage pancake. She's like, sausage pancake sandwich. I'm having that one for lunch.
Yeah.
I'm like,
well, you know, next week, school district, all schools will actually have free lunch.
Free breakfast. I got
free
that
breakfast,
phone call yesterday.
Yeah, for the whole week.
Actually,
for March 5th to the 9th, I think.
Yeah. That phone call interrupted the phone call from the school. Because I always just get phone calls.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, Madison School. I'm going to listen. Blah, 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 blah. Something about Dr. Seuss. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, awesome. Cool. And then it was like beep, beep. I'm like, oh, another phone call. This is super blah, 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 district blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah.
Yeah.
We're inviting everyone to have free breakfast for blah. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, this can't be just one phone call? I'm like,
and
I get
it,
two different phone calls?
No, one comes from the school district office.
Yeah.
The other one comes from your school.
Because
we
not
get,
all schools
we get
do
Balboa.
It.
Yeah.
I was like, this is
I just sense. Send them to voicemail and then let my iPhone transcript it because they email it to you anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, whatever.
It's crazy. Like, the school district is trying to get
more involved.
Since, yeah, no, like, they're trying to get more of a count for, like, people to eat hot lunch and to eat breakfast. And
well,
it's just
yeah,
like,
they won't.
One, yeah. don't, like, get some sugar and some salt back into things. Don't do all the scratch cooking where it's just, like, it's just the blandest shit you can
it's
find.
Gross.
And it's terrible. Like,
I don't know, but if you ask Elliot, school pizza is the best pizza in the damn world.
Well,
yeah,
Jack was
that way,
it's made by Rizzuto's, and Rizzuto's actually has a contract with us, and we send them cheese and pizza sauce, and they give us, like, our, like, what, 48 in a box of pizzas, and I'm like, shazam, that works out well, but...
Why do they need you to send all the shit to sell it back to you? That...
Because, one, we don't have a kitchen large enough to make it.
No, but why can't they get their own fucking suppliers?
It's... Because it's cheaper for us, and it saves us more money to buy the cheese and the sauce,
does
and then
it?
Just send,
yeah.
yes, it's very
because
much cheaper.
Because they're a school district, they get a different...
Okay. Yeah, because we get state-regulated cheese.
You get government cheese. Yep,
yeah. they do.
Government cheese, though.
Not it, like it used to be.
It's
government
more...
cheese is Velveeta, dude.
Basically.
But it's Velveeta.
Bleh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try to make that sound good. It
surplus
doesn't.
Milk went into that cheese.
But
they're like, we got too much. Let's give it away before it just rots in our.
But Jack likes it too. I don't know.
I feel like
Atticus ate it finally. Because the first time he tried it, he was like, no.
This
last time, she said he ate almost the whole thing. So.
Well, that's good.
I was like, I feel like the first like month or two of school, Elliot did great with eating cold lunch, but I think she just got bored.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't want anything. And then so that's when we started letting her
Jack
have the option.
Jack eats the same thing every goddamn day.
Really? What does he eat?
So his lunches consist of a drink.
Okay.
Whatever that may be, whatever he picks.
Like a juice, milk, kind
of. Well, we usually do juice boxes or like Capri Suns.
Yeah.
So whatever, a box or a pouch of juice.
Okay.
Drink.
Of drink. Yeah.
Purple
exactly.
drink.
Yes. He drinks grape.
Oh,
like, most of his drinks
I
are grape.
I love this kid so much.
He drinks grape drink.
Yes.
But I got berry juicy juice boxes this time.
Okay.
And grape ones. He's almost drank all the grape ones. So today I sent him a berry one. And he's like, Mom, you gave me berry. And I'm like, well, if I give you all the grape ones, they're going to be gone. So I was like, you want to, like, you know, spread them out a little bit, save them. But he gets a drink. Then he picks either a bag of chips or crackers.
Yeah.
Usually a bag of chips, Lay's, Cheetos. That's it.
Because like, Cheetos is bomb.
Usually that's it. Lay's or Cheetos.
Plain Lay's?
Plain Lay's.
Yeah.
Original. Don't put anything on them.
Really? Not even
no
like...
No flavored.
Nothing?
No onion.
No
ranch.
What?
No cheese. No bacon.
Is it just not...
Plain Lay's.
Okay.
Yep. That's it.
All right.
It's weird. And then a peanut butter sandwich.
Okay.
Or
no jelly.
No jelly. God, no.
So it's just
peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
What? Kids like peanut butter.
That's
what
it.
What the fuck? No.
Yeah, that's at least the same way. It's I want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with no jelly.
No jelly.
So you want a peanut butter and jelly. A peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah.
A peanut butter and jelly sandwich with no jelly.
That's like people ordering a cheeseburger with no cheese. So you want a hamburger.
Dude, I fucking
No,
stutter.
I want a cheeseburger with no
peanut
cheese.
Peanut butter jelly.
All right, Captain
with
Spaulding.
No jelly.
Yeah.
Does
okay.
stutter, bitch.
So, no, it's just a piece of... And right now, it's a half a peanut butter sandwich. It's not even a whole peanut butter sandwich. He wouldn't, for a long time, wouldn't let me cut it in half. It had to be a whole sandwich. He'd only eat half of it. He'd bring the other half home. But it had to be a whole sandwich. And finally, I was like, Jack, can I just give you a half a sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, Mom. So I cut this, like, I have to cut it particularly, like, in a rectangle.
Well, okay, so like, the Chris's meme of, like, how to cut a piece of bread.
Yeah.
Oh, like, that one killed me.
I couldn't even look at
the top to the bottom.
Really? It bothers you, guys that much?
Oh.
I mean, like, I know Mr., like, needs to separate his food.
Separating the top of the half and the bottom half. Yeah, that was not... That can't happen.
No, that can't never can't happen?
No. That. It's either diagonal or up and down.
Is there something wrong with me? Because I don't really care. Is that bad?
No, you just don't care.
You just don't care, okay. But like...
But then like... But I mean, like,
I have
just
this fucker. This fucker, though. He's like, broke me. Like,
he's like, you will listen to me, Ziba.
You will start having your own OCD problems.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, and yeah, no, it has to be that way or that way. And okay. then it just, yeah, it's just, yeah.
It
I'm like
makes
the
a better
person.
Sandwich okay. anyway. Yeah. I mean, just, then you don't have the bumps.
Fucking terrible.
I love it so oh, much. Dude. You guys are so funny.
I have a sandwich cutter that's dinosaur shaped, and I sometimes just use that because it gets all the crust off
yes.
just perfect. And it's like, woohoo, I get dinosaur sandwiches today. This is awesome. I'm like,
why the fuck didn't we get dinosaur sandwiches, Jarrell?
Right?
Because we suck.
We have a dinosaur sandwich.
We do. It's upstairs.
Yeah, but did you have it as a kid?
No.
No.
See? Don't you feel deprived sometimes when your kids get your, like, some good shit?
They don't want dinosaurs. I want dinosaurs. I get dinosaurs. They get fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
With no jelly.
Oh, okay.
No jelly. So he gets juice,
yeah.
chips,
yep.
sandwich. A bag of carrots and peppers.
Okay. Because he loves peppers, that's right.
Yeah, the little peppers.
Yeah.
Or, like, sliced bell pepper. Or celery. Or tomatoes. It depends on, like, what I bought
yeah.
or what he feels like.
Yeah.
But, right, lately, it's been... All he wants is carrots and peppers. Okay. So I've sent
He's
carrots
got the
and peppers
eyesight. You.
Every day this week.
Good.
And then we've added a yogurt.
And he's liking the yogurt?
Ellie, don't even eat that. She gets a sandwich... Some sort of chip cracker thing, maybe a little treat like a Rice Krispie treat or like
I
a
send
small
treats.
Piece of chocolate.
I send treats. Like I put Oreos in there. Yeah. I put whatever in there. They come home.
And
oh, Mom,
like,
my treats are still in there.
Rice Krispie treat came home the other day.
What?
Oh, and a Capri Sun.
I'm like, shit, son. I would eat that shit first.
Yes,
every
absolutely.
Day. Treat. Yes.
Yes.
Food, whatever. I'll eat that later. Treat.
And the kids with the no
but
jelly
no
sandwich,
he literally leaves his treat in there every time. Like when I was doing his little lunch box, like bento box thing for
yeah.
a while, I would stick like a piece of like chocolate in there,
okay,
from like Halloween or you know whatever,
yeah,
a little wrapped chocolate. They'd come home every time. He'd never eat his treat. Like the other day he's like, Mom, can I have some Oreos? Because I bought mini Oreos.
Yeah.
And he's like, I finally want those. I'm like, all right, great. I'll put them in there. So I put five little Oreos in
there.
Okay,
yeah.
Five little Oreos came home.
What?
Like, Jack, why do you ask for this if you're not going to eat it? I don't know. And then he's like, can I eat them now? I'm like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, sure, know. Why not? Yeah.
So then he sits down and eats them, but he does that every time. Every time I put a treat in there.
That is
it comes
so
home.
Weird.
And I could put less food in there. Like, I could put just a sandwich and chips and his drink.
Yeah.
And then his little treat, and his treat would still come home.
Yeah, like, we tried giving Elliot yogurt or whatever. All of it just came home.
I just started
the
doing
yogurt
this week.
The more stuff we would pack her, the
oh,
more
yeah.
would come home. So we're
yeah.
just like, you know what? Fuck it. She's going to get a sandwich, some chips, Capri Sun, and that is it. Because
yeah.
I'm sick of trying to figure out what you want.
Right.
And that is when Hot Lunch came to play.
Yeah.
Well, we go over the menu every month, and we're like, okay, what do you want?
I just downloaded the app.
The app is fabulous.
I was like, hey, do you want this and this?
We were using the app for a while, but then they started giving me the paper ones, and so I put it, because Jack likes to see it. He has to see it.
Elliot don't care. So, she just wants to know what's for hot lunch and what's for cold lunch. Or hot lunch or cold lunch.
Cold, hot lunch, cold lunch.
Yeah.
But no, so I let Jack pick. Atticus will pick like 7 to 14 hot lunches in a month. Jack will pick 3 to 5.
On the high end.
On the high end.
Really?
Yeah, maybe 2. Like, I'm like, I don't even know why I put money in your account. Because he just doesn't.
He doesn't care.
If there's pizza, pizza.
There are kids in pizza, man.
Well, because pizza's like.
It's all kids in pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does pizza. He'll do the barbecue chicken because he likes cornbread.
Yeah.
Sometimes he doesn't eat the chicken. He literally goes so he can have cornbread.
Elliot is all about freaking rice and egg roll day, though.
Because those egg rolls are delicious.
I don't know if she eats the egg roll, but rice. If there's rice, she's all like, I'm down. I want rice. One time she took, like, cold rice to school for cold lunch. She's like, can I have rice? We had rice for dinner. Can I have rice? Yeah, sure.
Is it just because it doesn't taste like anything? And it's just
no,
the texture?
She just loves rice.
She just likes,
Jack likes rice too.
And
rice
like in butter. Spaghetti noodles, like we have wheat spaghetti noodles.
Yeah.
So it like kind of tastes like cardboard when you're not don't it's have disgusting. Anything on it.
Yeah, yeah. No, like no sauce like, on it. Yeah.
And she's like, Mom, for lunch because we had spaghetti for dinner, can I just have spaghetti noodles? I'm like, sure. Do you want sauce? She's like, no, I just want noodles. Do you want butter?
And see, that's how my wife works. She just puts like a lot of butter and garlic on them.
No, she's like I just want noodles. I'm like. Okay.
Jack does that. He'll eat plain
crazy
noodles.
Crazy ass kid. I'm like, this tastes like cardboard. She's like, I like it. It's good. I'm like,
okay. Yeah.
Jack's that way too. He'll only eat wheat bread for the most part. He's like,
but he doesn't. Has he ever had Wonder Bread?
Plain wheat bread. He's had white bread.
He just doesn't.
Mom, I want the wheat bread again.
Wow. Okay. That's weird.
Yeah, I was that way as a kid.
Elliot.
Really?
We have
wheat bread.
Cracked wheat
bread. I like white bread. Yeah, that's what we do too.
Cracked wheat bread.
Or he found it's honey oat at the Franz store.
Yeah.
He likes that. Mom, I want that one.
Okay.
It's adorable.
But when we were on WIC, all we could get was 100% whole wheat bread.
Yeah.
And so that's what we got because it was free.
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna pass that up.
No.
And like Sarah Lee has like a 16-ounce bread loaf. And it's just whole wheat bread.
Yeah.
And he loved it. So he still likes it.
Beautiful.
But he likes it just toasted, plain, nothing on it. The kid will just eat toast. Plain toast. And
it's
I'm like dried out bread. Delicious.
Seriously, like
Elwood Blues.
Yep. 2 pieces, plain toast.
Like I
4 fried chickens and a Coke.
But that's or the only other sandwich he'll let me put. I tried to give him a cheese sandwich because he likes grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah.
Oh my god! I gave Elliot a cold grilled cheese sandwich once for lunch.
Did you
and
grill it and then put it in there?
Yeah.
So it was melted.
No.
Or was it just cheese
it
on bread?
I cooked it the night before. And
did she eat it?
Yes. She's like, I didn't eat the crust, but I ate it. I'm like. That's disgusting, but okay.
I bet Jack would do that. But I tried to give him a cheese sandwich. You know, like, when I was little, I would put mayonnaise and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we didn't have lunch meat.
Yeah.
Which was fine. There was cheese. And so I'd eat that. Jack won't let me put mayonnaise on there, so I'm like, do you want cheese and bread?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's peanut butter and bread or cheese and bread. No, I don't really want that. But Dad took him to Subway, so now he eats his Subway sandwich, which is
cheese and bread.
Bread, cheese, cucumbers, tomatoes, and lettuce. Then I introduced him into the world of a hoagie bun.
Because
he wanted was Subway bread.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't do Subway bread at home.
No.
So I introduced him to the world of a hoagie bun. So what he'll do is I'll cut a hoagie bun in half if they're the big ones.
Yeah.
And he'll take a half a hoagie with his cucumbers, tomatoes, lettuce, piece of cheese, no mayonnaise,
no
just
mustard. Dry.
Just dry.
Weird.
And that's what he eats.
Huh.
So that's the other sandwich I can give him now. But it's a royal pain in the ass to have to cut all his vegetables.
Oh, yeah. No, seriously.
I don't want
to. Kids are exhausting.
Sit.
I don't want to. So yeah. Sometimes I'll try to like on Monday.
How's your brother's baby?
Lillian is like, what, she's 5? So she was born on September 1st. She saw a Harry Potter baby.
Woo!
Yeah. And that's why her name is Lillian. Like Harry, like Potter's. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Nerds.
Yeah. Nerds. Word.
Elliot's sister's going to be named Lily. And if she has a brother, it's going
to
be Harry Potter.
Do you have something to announce?
I am not.
Like,
pregnant.
No boob touching?
I'm getting a puppy.
Damn it. But, yeah, no, she's finally getting ponytails, and it's the sweetest goddamn thing in the whole world. She's just screaming, yelling at things because things won't go her way, and I'm just like, you're 5 months old, kid.
Right.
What the oh, my God.
Wait till you're old.
No,
we got in a slight argument because I was like, if we have another kid and it's a girl, I want to name her Scout. And Ellie's like, no, I'm naming my sister Lily. I'm like, what?
I'm the grown-up, fuck you.
Like, I signed the birth certificate.
I was like, well, I want to name her Scout. And she's like, no, I want to name her Lily. And then Jacob's like, what if we have a boy? She's like, Harry Potter, Dad, duh.
Duh, Dad, jeez. Duh.
Jarrell Jr., like you promised me.
No, we're kind of like, just like, maybe we don't need another one because that child is pretty fucking perfect 80% of the time.
Yeah.
If we have another one, shit's going to hit the fan and my house is going to burn down.
I don't know. One of my notes for this exact episode is Elliot was being an asshole.
But that's 20% of it. And the 80% is,
because we spent a good amount of time talking about how the kids are assholes.
Well, you know your little princess. You know she is a great child. Just that 20%, she's an asshole.
Yeah.
It's the same way.
It's the only child part in her. It's, I'm an only child, so I'm an asshole.
I didn't get to be an only child for too long. I tried to prolong that.
Did you? What did you try to do?
I'm told I tried to trip my mom.
You sick fuck.
I was a 1 year old, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Right. Atticus tries to trip me all the time. I'm pretty sure that kid has it out for me.
Yeah, but like when she was pregnant with Carter.
I tried to kill my brother multiple times. Carter.
Yeah, see? Wow. She tried killing Rich.
I tried pushing Rich out a window.
I don't blame
I you. I also handed him a steak knife. Like, come on. I mean, I tried.
Yeah.
He tried to drown himself in a pool.
Don't
I mean,
act
he walked
like
straight
I'm
in.
Him. When we all
he
did.
My
did
mom
it.
Just stared at him while he went under. That's like, so no, seriously.
Up.
This
guy. Is so
I mean,
funny.
Yeah, that child, like.
I tried to push him out a second story window.
I'm okay. I got one.
It almost worked.
Oh, my God.
Except I'll borrow everybody else's kids.
I landed on him, so I saved him. We were like 2 and 3, and we lived out just off of Trenton McDonald. There's like an apartment complex there.
Okay.
Out in the valley.
Yeah.
It's called, well, it used to be called the McDonald Apartments, but now there's like new buildings and stuff there.
Okay. You just.
I lived there with my mom and my mom's cousin, and we were yelling out the window, and the neighbor lady downstairs could hear us.
Yeah.
And we were banging on the screen.
Okay.
And we pushed it out. And she heard the screen go, so all she did was stick her arms out to catch, because she knew the next thing coming out that window was a baby. Except for I had landed on top of Richard's legs and was keeping him from falling out the window.
Oh my gosh.
I tried. And then when we lived on Princeton, we were like 2 and 3 or something like that. 1 and 2. Yeah, something around there.
Now, how do you guys remember 1 and 2 and 3, like, at the age?
These are stories. Okay. But I do remember giving my brother this knife. Like,
oh.
I was, like, 3 or 4. Like, I think he was 3 and I was 4 when we were there. Because it was, like, just before preschool or right around preschool time.
Yeah.
You remember, like, the little boxes of cereal?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like, the individual serving.
For Valentine's Day.
Yeah, the little single serving boxes. And you remember how some of them were, like, the, like, metallic paper and they opened easy, and then the other plastic one.
So kind of like the Rice Krispies.
Yeah, Corn Pops came
the Smucker, or the, what do you call them?
Smacks.
Smacks, thank you. Yes.
I love Smacks.
Oh, they're so good.
Smacks.
But they come in that
Smacks
silver paper, so that was easy to open.
Yeah.
But everything else comes in the plastic that you can't get open to save your life.
Yeah, no, the thing is fucking dreadful.
And so we knew we weren't supposed to use knives.
Yeah.
And so the first thing I gave Rich was a plastic knife.
Okay.
And it didn't work.
Plastique.
Yeah, so like a plastic butter knife thing.
Yeah.
It didn't work to open it. So then I gave him a metal butter knife out of the drawer.
Go for it, Richard.
Well, duh, he's the littler one. Yeah. You do it. And that didn't work. So I climbed up the counter because we figured out how to make stairs. And they were like the old style cabinets. So they were like really hefty in the thing. So you could just climb up them. You weren't worried about them falling out or whatever.
Yeah.
So we just climbed up there and got on top of the cabinet. And I got down one of the steak knives and I gave it to Rich. And he went to get it through. Well, he got it through. And when he got it through, he sliced open his middle finger and ended up with 7 stitches because he was just bleeding everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I tried to kill him multiple times.
Yeah. To bleed out.
It was a
thing. It's all good.
It was a thing.
Wow.
I don't know. Our kids haven't done anything crazy like that yet. Like, I keep waiting. Like, he's going to do something dumb.
Yeah.
Like, Rich used to hoard food.
Yeah,
he'd hide it.
That would make sense.
Like, he'd go get, like, cookies and crackers.
Yeah.
Ellie just gets stuff almost thrown at her face. That's all.
He would take it, and in our room, like, we didn't have curtains. We had moving blankets.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, cold. So they put moving blankets up to keep the cold out. And he'd hide them behind the moving blankets down by our bed.
Yeah.
And he had, like, stashes. Like, my mom would wonder where all his food went. Took her a while to figure it out, but he'd stash all this food in our room.
Weird.
I'm like, I wait for something like that, like, or like the one time we made a giant mound of like yogurt and coffee grounds in the middle of the kitchen.
Whoa.
We woke up early and just started like opening stuff and dumping it on the floor, and we just made this pile, and it looked like a big.
This means something. This means something. Boop, beep, boop, boop.
Yeah,
boop.
Or like with the dog, we used to like climb up onto the top of the fridge and get the dog treats.
Yeah.
And then the dog was outside, so we'd open the door, and the screen was missing the bottom half, so you could just like reach out.
Yeah,
there was no screen there or glass or anything. There was no like nothing, no mesh, no nothing.
Yeah.
And so we just start throwing all the treats outside because it made the dog happy.
Yeah.
And so he
dog was like, "Oh, I'm going to get sick. This is great."
So we just feed Shadow like the whole box of treats, and my mom and dad would be like, "What are you doing?" Because we wake up early.
Well,
and
didn't
they were asleep.
Didn't Jack do something with the mashed potatoes?
He did. He did go steal the mashed potatoes.
So then there it is.
But like, we were all awake. It wasn't like, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't like getting up early and like getting into things.
Okay.
On his own.
Like secret. Like,
well, yeah. Like, yeah. He went out to the kitchen. He found a mashed potato bowl and then he smeared it all over.
Because mashed potatoes is a great medium to work with art, actually, honestly. That would be a lot of fun.
The thing was, is he wouldn't even touch that kind of crap. So,
but
like,
for
it was
art,
really
yes.
surprising. He was eating it too. He's just like.
Adorable.
It was but
really that
cute.
Mess.
But that mess was terrible.
Oh,
cabinets are still starchy.
They still, like, there are places they're still starchy.
Man.
Maybe that's why Comet ate the corner of the cabinet, because it was starchy. Our dog ate the
cabinet. So if Comet comes and sees you at work, Jake, it's because he's eating the cabinets.
No, he ate a whole Pete Farms, like, pediatric formula.
Ugh. He's cool. Like,
it's all good.
Like, gross. You're gonna die, dog, because you're eating stupid things.
Hey, Roxy's ate like her weight in chocolate and crap, and she's not dead yet. Yeah. So you might
he
have
decided,
a little hope.
I read this like
she's
this,
deaf though. Yeah. It was the chocolate, Tabby.
she was deaf when we got her.
Deaf chocolate.
Deaf chocolate.
If anything, it's helped her hearing.
How?
I don't know.
Huh?
She can hear high pitches.
Yeah.
So vibrations. Pretty much anytime I start screaming.
Yeah, or a mic stand.
No,
that was awesome.
Crazy.
Well.
Yeah, it's about that time.
All right.
Well, that was a fun.
Yeah, that was a laid back.
Don't have kids. It's not fun.
Yeah. where Chris wasn't like talking your ear off and like, you know, you can actually understand us because he's talking so fast that you have to keep up with him. And
right, you can hear about our crazy kid.
This is where you can actually listen. You might be drunk or might be high on some substance and you can actually enjoy it. Maybe
it's legal, so you know.
Yeah, fuck it.
Legal for some of us.
Getting here, not Jacob.
Not me.
Oh, not Jacob, no, high for you. I can't do it because it just makes me paranoid as fuck. But I can.
The Department of Transportation wants my pee.
Pee pee.
I can.
Yeah. And what's up, Stona?
I can't get fired because my like whole fucking facility all smokes pot. So.
Well, you know, you it's kind of the trend. Like, it's weird.
Like, try me, bitch.
I'll pee in a cup. It's going to be marijuana high. What's up?
It's going to be high. It's going to glow in the dark.
It's going to be radiation.
So, at FedEx,
yeah,
inevitably, whenever we would get randoms,
okay,
they'd bring the mobile guys out and like, half the building would get tested. Like, three people would get fired because they smoked pot. It's you know you can't.
Right? That's why Ashlyn won't. Because she's all like, because she's now working for your Ashlyn better old part. And she's just like, I wish I could, but I'd get fired.
And they only pull the drug testers out every now and then. But they surprised the shit out of me the time they came. And they're like, Drell, before you leave the building, you gotta go pee for people. Like, this sounds personal.
at my other nursing home job,
I
would be the only one in the department they would random drug test because they knew I was clean. Because the rest of the department.
I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult. Like,
they're all like, oh, it's our department's turn for random drug testing? Okay, send Tabitha. I'm like, really, she's you good. Guys? Really? Really?
Well,
really.
At least you have a big bladder.
I got high last night, you assholes.
I was like, what if I did? I was like, what if I actually went and got high? They're all like, then our department would be in a lot of trouble and everyone would probably be fired.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you're lucky I didn't. Dicks.
In your face.
I'd lose my license, so.
Yeah, don't do
that. You don't want to do that because you worked way too hard.
I put too much money into that. Yeah. No.
Way too much.
Not happening.
Oh my god, working with Tiny Thread is exhausting. Mm-hmm. Look this is how big this damn square is.
I mean, it's only been an hour. Yeah.
I watched her last night.
I busted out a blanket in like a 4-hour period this big.
Holy shit, Tabby. What the fuck?
Because the yarn was a lot bigger.
Oh, okay.
And my hook was bigger.
So, your hook was bigger.
Car.
Hook was bigger.
Let's clear it out.